Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening from Bearcat Arena. The Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team back in action tonight as they take on Tabor College, an NAIA school out of Kansas, and try to move to 2-0 on the season after picking up a win in their season opener against Quincy on Friday night. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, what do you do after a busy weekend of sports action? You make it a little bit busier. Another great week of athletic activities here at Northwest this
week. No doubt about it. You've got tonight's matchup with Tabor for the women, and then on Friday night, both the men and women in action. The women right here at Bearcat Arena as they compete in the Winstead-Reeves Classic. They have Southwest Minnesota State. And then down in St. Joseph, the Northwest men compete in the Hilliard Classic on the Missouri Western campus, where they open up with a very tough Rockhurst team on Friday. Then the two teams' games on Saturday evening as well. And then kind of in the middle of that, there's a little football game to be played over at Bearcat Stadium Saturday afternoon.
So another great week on tap this week, getting started here tonight for this Northwest women's team. I had to overcome a slow start in that season opener against Quincy, but the important fact, I guess, is they did that and were able to come up with a big win.
Yeah, and I think the bench really came off onto the floor and gave the team a huge lift in that game. And I think right now, I've been talking to Coach Mark Kellogg, he's really pleased with the way the bench has performed. They just want to see his starters maybe pick it up just a little bit, but we're going to have people like Meredith Scott coming off the bench and lining things up, and some of the play inside helped off with your bench players. That it's a nice problem to have right now when your bench is playing that well.
Yeah, and when you take a look at players like Meredith Scott, who have had double-digit games in their last two, the opener and then as well in the last exhibition against Peru State, he's going to have to start thinking, if she keeps doing that, how long do you bring her off the bench? Because that sixth person off the bench is just as key, I think, in a lot of cases as the starters are.
Oh, no doubt about that. You go back to Coach Steve Tatmeyer. He says not who starts the game, but who finishes it when he was at Northwest. And really, if you're getting your minutes, whether you're starting or coming off the bench and getting the same type of minutes, I guess it really doesn't matter. It's just wherever the coaching staff feels that you can be plugged into the rotation and contribute to that team best as well. Where they'll put you, and well, right now it's been working for Meredith.
Northwest Missouri State and Tabor College, our matchup tonight from Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarysvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball.
You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena before tonight's Northwest Missouri State Tabor College women's game. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, one thing that Coach wants to see this team work on is on the boards. I mean, we have seen them just, for lack of a better term, get demolished on the board so far, something that in the MIAA you need to be able to do.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that's one thing they've been working hard on in practice since the matchup on Friday with Quincy, and really even before that a little bit. But they got a little bit better in the game against Quincy later on, but he really didn't like the way the team started on the boards especially, and again, that is something that they have to concentrate on. And one of the problems they're going to have tonight with Tabor, Tabor's such a perimeter type of team. They'll put it up from three-point range. It's going to cause a bit of matchup problems with some of the big girls Northwest has. The Cats have a size advantage height-wise, but sometimes that doesn't equate to an advantage out there. If you've got some smaller, quicker players, you can force your bigger girls out on the perimeter where they're not quite so comfortable. We'll have to see how that matchup goes as the game progresses.
And a lot of times with those perimeter games, a lot longer rebounds and rebounds that are you're not necessarily used to when you're seeing shots more in the paint or around the paint.
Yeah, and hopefully Northwest can adjust to that. Then hopefully on when Northwest has the ball, maybe take advantage of the height advantage, height inside, and hopefully pound it inside to where they can work into that range. But to really, it causes some problems with defensive matchups tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Tabor College are matchup in a women's basketball game from Bearcat Arena tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford, a Maryville native, says going to Northwest was a good fit for him and says being active in campus organizations was an important part of his college experience.
Probably first and foremost was Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Had an opportunity to spend really all 4 years I was in school. I was in FCA and found that to be not only certainly an avenue for growing my personal faith, but met a lot of friends and acquaintances through that I now count as dear friends as an adult.
Blackford says he benefited from the internship opportunities that were available to him while attending classes at Northwest.
I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity to do an internship at Cerner Corporation. Also did one at Children's Mercy Hospital while I was on campus, and then was able to leverage that into a full-time opportunity at Cerner. I spent the first 8 or 9 years of my career in Kansas City at Cerner Corporation.
Blackford was able to come back to Northwest in an administrative position before recently accepting an offer from the Northwest Medical Center in Albany to serve as Vice President of Finance and Human Resources.
It's a great opportunity. I've always obviously been a big fan of Maryville and still have family here, of course, and it was great to have the opportunity to come back and not only live in the community but serve in a meaningful professional environment, both at the university and now at the hospital.
1997 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Nate Blackford.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Tabor College. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, the other night against Quincy, a little bit of a slow start, but the team was able to turn it around. What were some of the things you took out of that game on Friday?
Well, then we could turn it around, and when it got down pretty quick and was really ugly, I mean, we looked spazzy, you know, nervous, excited, probably all of the emotions that we could calm down, but that we could defend, keep us in the game when we weren't making shots, maybe taking bad shots. We defended well enough to give us a chance to win. So we took care of the basketball, shot it at a pretty high percentage. I didn't think our shots, other than the first couple minutes, were that bad. Once we settled in, I thought we did a pretty good job.
With these matchups against NAIA schools, are they important now to maybe get some of those early kinks out of the team?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that you play, I mean, you want to keep taking steps in the right direction. Show improvement from the last time out is kind of what we've been preaching anyway since Friday night, is have we taken any steps, and have we taken the right steps? Like rebounding has been an emphasis. you know, since that game. We just got demolished on the boards, and we did in a couple of the exhibition games also. So obviously now we've got a trend. So we've got to kind of see if we can't stop that. This should provide us the opportunity. They don't have a lot of size. So, you know, not that size always equates to rebounding, but it does a lot of times. And so we'll see if we've cleaned that up a little bit and can get our offense maybe going a little bit earlier. And then from the coaching standpoint, you're just trying to find matchups, players. You know, you're still filling out the roster to figure out who plays well together, what can we run when certain people are in, and then how can we defend as well, I guess.
Kind of getting a feel for players in the last exhibition and the other night. You got real good games out of Merity Scott.
Yeah, no, Merity's been really good in the last couple games. You know, I hate to think that we have to rely on her to do that every night, but if she does, I think that's great. But no, she's been coming off the bench. She will again tonight, but we need energy. We need that from her off the bench and some of the other ones. But that group that came off the bench did a really good job. Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Merity Scott. They're just good players that move the basketball. They're unselfish. Defend the basketball. Merity did a good job defensively. And then she just got it going offensively. And Timber got it going a little bit offensively also in the second half. So, you know, it's going to be different people on every night for us, and we completely understand that. So it'll be interesting to see whose night it is tonight.
And is that something that it's kind of hard to predict? It's just a matter of who comes out ready, focused, that sort of thing?
It is. I mean, it is. It's going to be hard to scout us, I would imagine, from the other team because you're never going to know. But, you know, it's the good and the bad with coach. At the end of the game, from the coaching standpoint, we don't have that just one go-to kid that you're going to give the ball to every single time and get out of the way and just let her go make a play. You know, for us, it's going to be a feel. If it was the other night, we probably would have given the ball to Merity or something like that at the end of the game, maybe Timber. And so we'll see who that, you know, if it comes down to that tonight, then we'll see who that person would be tonight.
You've got a busy week this week. The game tonight, of course, a couple in the Winstead-Reeves Classic this weekend. Does that change or affect your thinking for tonight's game at all, knowing you've got a couple more this week?
Well, not early. I mean, if you can, for some reason, take care of business early in the game, then later in the game, yes, it definitely, you would maybe play more kids or limit some minutes and things like that. But no, the job first is to win the task at hand, which is tonight, is find a way to win this one, regardless if that means by one or 50, you know, is we've got to win this game and figure that out. And then you worry about Friday or Saturday.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State University's Madrileers are preparing for the 39th annual Yuletide Feast. Associate Professor of Music at Northwest, Dr. Brian Lanier, director of the group, says it's more than just an ordinary choir concert.
Well, it's a evening of festivities. We do some concert singing, but really it's an entire evening of fun, great food. People walk into the building and you immediately hear the Madrileers singing Christmas carols all throughout the building. I will have a group on the first floor, the second floor, the third floor. So it's kind of like stereophonic Christmas carols when you walk in, except it's better than going to the mall because this is live and really good singing. So the students are all in their beautiful costumes. People come in, they hear the singing. They will then move up to the third floor where we have in the ballroom. We transform that room from a ballroom into our version of a medieval castle with walls and a gate and knights in armor and beautiful lighting and banners. And then people are seated at their tables, and the food that the Aramark folks prepare, Chef Brad Johnson is a wonderful, wonderful chef, and he does a magnificent job. The food is outstanding. And so we just go through the evening with fun. We have our king and our queen. Dr. David Ayler and his wife, Erin, are our king and queen. They just look so beautiful and do a great job of entertaining the crowd. So it's a great opportunity for people to kind of get in the holiday spirit, see friends, enjoy a great meal, hear some wonderful singing, and, you know, think about the holidays that are just around the corner.
The 39th annual Yuletide Feast will be Friday, December 7th and Saturday, December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available online at nwmissouri.edu or at the Fine Arts Office on the Northwest Missouri State Campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back to Bearcat Arena before tonight's Northwest Missouri State Tabor College matchup. A look at the starting lineups for the two teams. First for Tabor College, they come in with a 1-4 record. Their head coach, Sean Reed, going with Caitlin Mary, a 5-foot-7-inch senior out of Joshua, Texas, transferred into the program from New Mexico Highlands, averages 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Kayla Wilgers is a 5-foot-6-inch freshman from Elving, Kansas, averages 2 points and 1 rebound a contest. Molly Moran is a 5-foot-8-inch junior out of Empire, Nevada. She comes to the program from Feather River College, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. The leader for this team is Janelle Rust. She is a 5-foot-11-inch junior out of Elving, Kansas, transferred to the program from the University of Mary. She leads the team in both scoring and rebounding. She's got an average of 17 points per game, also pulls down 7 boards a contest. Tynan Hahn is a 5-foot-11-inch senior out of Hutchinson, Kansas, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds a game for Tabor. A look on the other side for Northwest Missouri State, coming in with the 1-0 record after a season-opening win over Quincy University. Coach Mark Kellogg going with Ashley Thayer, a 5-foot-8-inch senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, had 2 points and 1 rebound and a couple of steals in that matchup against Quincy on Friday. Victoria Naylor is a 5-foot-6-inch senior from Henderson, Nevada. A couple of points, 3 rebounds in the game against Quincy. Timber Schechinger is a 5-foot-10-inch freshman out of Manila, Iowa. Led the team in rebounding, pulling down 8. She also had 14 points against Quincy on Friday night. Hit the only 2 3-point attempts she took as well. Annie Matthews, a 5-foot-10-inch sophomore out of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, had 4 points and 2 rebounds against Quincy. And Maggie Marnin rounding out the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Marnin is a 6-foot-3-inch sophomore out of Stewart, Iowa. She had 9 points and 3 rebounds in the matchup against Quincy on Friday. So there are your starters, Northwest Missouri State and Tabor College. The matchup from Bearcat Arena tonight. We'll take this time out, come back, get ready for the tip. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
back out of Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State and Tabor, the matchup in women's basketball tonight. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. John, we mentioned a little bit earlier how it is a busy week this week for Northwest. Women's basketball team with three games this week. The men with a couple of games in the Hilliard Classic down in St. Joseph. But Bearcat men, the Bearcat football team, I should say, despite that loss to Missouri Western at home last Saturday, getting a home game against Harding University this coming Saturday and back in the playoffs again. It's interesting how you look at the two teams. You've got one team doesn't have much playoff experience, and then you've got another team that is in it each and every year.
Yeah, for Northwest, their ninth straight year into the NCAA Division II playoffs. They've made it to the playoffs 17 times in the history of the school and made it to the national championship game seven times, winning, of course, three of those trips to Florence, Alabama. So a lot of history on the Bearcats side. And for Harding, coming in to this game, a very fine season for them, 9-1 on the year. As they come in as the 5 seed, they're only lost to Anderson State this year, 38-10 game there. So they've put together a very fine season, and they're going to go up against a Northwest team that's coming off a heartbreaking loss Saturday with a Missouri Western. I think one that wants to come out, maybe not necessarily never, but I think there'll be a little more determination in the Bearcats after that heartbreaking loss on Saturday.
And it'll be interesting with Harding coming out of that new Great American Conference. It's only been around a couple of seasons. They used to be a Gulf South team, so they used to play, I think, a lot tougher competition, although they have played some Gulf South schools. They opened in Florence, Alabama. I'm sure they're hoping to close the season in Florence, Alabama as well, but I think this is the time of year where playing the MIAA schedule that Northwest does really starts to benefit.
And I think that's what really got them into the playoffs this year, despite a loss to Missouri Western on Saturday, coming in with two losses on the year. And I think the strength of schedule is one of the factors, not only that they're in the playoffs, but also a factor that even with the loss, they only dropped down one, and they're a number four seed and a chance to host in the opening round.
So again, that's Saturday, a noon kickoff at Bearcat Stadium. Of course, you can find ticket information online about this weekend's ball game. We'll have it for you as well along the Bearcat Radio Network, starting at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day on Saturday morning. We're set to go here. Women's basketball, Maggie Martin in the center circle, stepping across from Janelle Rust. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Northwest. Naylor will bring it across the timeline, left to right, work it over to Thayer on the right wing. Top of the key for Schekinger. Schekinger out to Naylor on the left wing, looking for some movement, gets some, now to the top of the key. Over to the right, Schekinger into Matthews, posting up. Spin move by Matthews, and the shot good.
St. Northwest making an effort to go inside early and take advantage of that height advantage.
2-0 lead for the Cats. First possession of the game for Tabor. School out of Hillsboro, Kansas. They're in the road blue and gold tonight. Over to the right side on the wing for Caitlin Mary. Mary with one dribble back between the circles for Wilgers. To the high post, Rust out to the left side on the wing for Moran. Moran looks down to the low post, gets it there. Rust double team, ball tipped away, goes into the Bearcat bench, and it will belong to Tabor. Ashley Thayer and Annie Matthews in on that double team for Northwest. And the inbound coming for Janelle Rust. She gets it out up the sideline for Wilgers. Skip across to the right side. Mary, a three-pointer on the way. The bank no good as the shot clock sounds. A rebound and follow won't go for Rust. This time Maggie Martin out of there with it for Northwest. Outlet goes to Naylor. Picks up the dribble out between the circles to the top of the key for Martin. Martin to Schekinger. Left side of the floor between the circles. Over to the right for Matthews at the high post. Lob down to Martin. Shot off the glass. Good for Maggie Martin.
Maggie Martin!
Couple of buckets down on the block for Northwest. A 4-0 lead over Tabor. Just over a minute in at Bearcat Arena. Pass ahead on the right sideline for Caitlin Mary. She'll get it back middle of the floor for Rust. Rust to the middle of the floor for Wilgers. Around to Mary on the right wing. Now back to Wilgers. Top of the key. Took a dribble to Mary. Right wing. Guarded by Thayer. Takes a couple of dribbles, works it up to Wilgers. Now to the high post for Rust. Rust down to the baseline right. Mary with the 10-footer, and it's good. Caitlin Mary with the first points of the game for Tabor. It's a 4-2 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Naylor to Matthews at the top of the key. Matthews with one dribble, works it to Martin on the right wing. Now to Naylor. Naylor inside. Schekinger wide open, but misses the layup. The rebound inside for Janelle Rust for Tabor. Outlet goes to Kayla Wilgers. And then Wilgers has the ball stripped loose, but a reach-in foul will be called on Victoria Naylor. That's the first foul of this game. So an inbound for Tabor in front of the scorer's table. Goes into the backcourt for Wilgers, the freshman out of Elding, Kansas. Now onto the left side, a double team on Moran. Moran near the scorer's table, gets it ahead to Rust. Rust with the runner from 17, and it's good. Janelle Rust ties the game at 4 with 17:49 to play in the first half. Inside to Marnin on the fast break. Shot by Marnin off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. Follow off the glass. Good for Maggie Marnin. 4 points for Marnin. 6-4 the lead for Northwest. 17:37 to play in the first half. On the right side, ball tipped by Thayer, but kept up by Wilgers. She'll get it ahead on the right side for Mary. Into the right corner. Russ, touch pass inside and cutting to the basket. Tynan Hahn has the ball stripped away. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Tabor. Now Becky Bryan, a 5'11 sophomore out of Midwest City, Oklahoma, checking into the lineup. Inbound on the left side for Wilgers. Took one dribble, now it's fires. They tried to go to the high post. Martin knocked it loose, but Wilgers picks it up. Out between the circles, right. Mary has it out there. 5 on the shot clock. She goes on the drive. The runner in the lane off the back of the rim. The rebound knocked away from Thayer by Mary. So it will be Northwest Missouri State basketball. Good position inside that time for Ashley Thayer. 17-10 to play in the first half. A 2-point Northwest Missouri State lead. They got down 15-2 to Quincy University on Friday night, only to come back and get a big win. A little bit better start here tonight. Naylor with it on the left wing. Out top for Thayer. Now to the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger looks inside to the free throw line for Matthews. Out to Naylor, top of the key. A dribble, a 16-footer on the way. Nothing but net for Victoria Naylor. 8-4 the lead for Northwest. 16:44 to play in the first half. Across midcourt comes Rust. Now double team. Gets it ahead for Wilgers. Wilgers down to the left corner. A three on the way from Moran, and it is good. From the left corner, the first three-pointer of the game. Her third on the season, and it's an 8-7 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats also with the basketball. Matthews over to the left side for Thayer. On the wing, top of the key for Marnin. On to the right side. Naylor down to Matthews. Spins up with the hook shot with the right hand, and it's good. Hit the front of the rim, but bounded over and in. 4 points now for Annie Matthews, matching her total in the season opener against Quincy. Tabor pushes it up the floor, down by three. Bounce pass down on the block. Dribbling off the block is Caitlin Mary, guarded by Marnin. Now picked up by Schechinger as they work it to the high post for Rust. Rust out to the right side. Mary takes a three, and it's good. Caitlin Mary with her first three, 5 points in the first half, ties the game at 10. 15:45 to play in the first half. Naylor to the top of the key for Matthews. On to the left side, Schechinger. Inside there. Thayer bump, now double team, kicks it out. Marnin at the free throw line, 16-footer, bounces around and in for Maggie Marnin. 6 for Marnin, 12-10 the lead for Northwest. Tabor pushes it up the floor, onto the right wing. Moran takes a three, the air ball goes long and out of bounds on the baseline. Northwest Missouri State gets it back with 15:25 to play in the first half.
Right now, seeing what we expected out of both of these teams, Tabor trying to use the perimeter game, which is their strength, and they've knocked down some shots out on the perimeter, shooting at 50% so far from the field, and hitting a couple of threes, and Northwest trying to work it inside, and then getting just some looks out on the perimeter with some kickbacks out there, but both teams sticking to their game plan, and really for both teams, it's working for them offensively.
Schechinger with it on the right wing. A couple of substitutions for Tabor during that break. Matthews, the free throw line, and Naylor cutting to the basket. Shot too strong. Rebound Marnin, and the follow good by Maggie Marnin. Already with 8 points in this ball game. It's a 14-10 lead for Northwest, and now Tabor on the inbound throws it away. The turnover will give it back to the Cats as Monique Stevens checks into the lineup for Northwest. So Stevens will step out to inbound it on the baseline left. 15:03 to play in the half. Stevens gets it into Thayer. Open from 15. Shot nothing but net for Ashley Thayer. First points of the ball game for Thayer. A 6-point Bearcat lead. Now a pass ahead through the hands of Becky Bryan. She chases it down in the corner. Up the right sideline to Wilgers. Out near midcourt for Hannah Poust. Pouse dribbles over to the right side, picked up by Matthews. Expires the dribble. Out between the circles, it was tipped by Stevens, but picked up by Wilgers. Now top of the key for Zucker. Zucker gets it inside. Becky Bryan over to the right. A jumper from 10 for Zucker is no good. Off the back of the rim, the long rebound to Matthews. Ahead it goes to Stevens. Stevens down the lane. Pass out to Thayer is tipped. Goes out of bounds off of Mallory Zucker. And it will be Bearcat basketball after a timeout. 16-10 Northwest Missouri State's lead over Tabor College. 14-26 to play in the first half. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 16-10, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Tabor College, 14-26 to play in the first half. John, just an early check on rebounding, as Coach Mark Kellogg said he'll be keeping an eye on tonight. Even though Northwest playing a bit smaller team than they have so far, out-rebounding Tabor 6-2, so I guess a good start in that category.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. Coming up with some good defensive boards. Now on the offensive end, as we're seeing them try to pound it inside and get a little good look in the blocks, and that's worked for them as well. But you have to hand it to Tabor. They've handled the three-quarter court pressure and only one turnover so far out of this, and they've knocked down a couple on the perimeter.
Northwest with the ball out of the timeout. Marnin lobs it down to Matthews, backing down. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Tabor will come out of there with it. Kayla Wilgers takes the ricochet, gets it ahead for Rust. Rust started a drive, is cut off by Schechinger, brings it out on the wing. Expires the dribble, works it toward midcourt for Wilgers. Wilgers has it knocked away by Stevens. Both go to the floor after it is loose in the backcourt, chased down by Hannah Paus for Tabor. So they'll keep possession. So we go inside, 14 minutes to play in the first half. Over to the right side, Zerker. Now between the circles to Paus. Paus hands it over to the right for Wilgers. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They go left side with it, and a three-pointer up and good by Becky Bryan. Bryan with her first points tonight, her sixth three-pointer on the season. Now 6 of 8 from three-point range. Over to the right side, Schechinger with it on the wing. Top of the key, a three-point game, Northwest on top. Inside for Matthews, and a flop will get the foul call against Annie Matthews. Matthews may have caught in the upper chest or nose of Hannah Paus. Paus went down in a hurry and drew the foul call. That will be the first on Matthews. Wasn't a lot of contact there, but enough to get the foul call, and now Northwest will step into that three-quarter court pressure. Lauren Oliver, a 5'8 junior out of Chicago, Illinois, checking into the lineup for Tabor. Merity Scott checks in for Northwest. Scott with 21 points in that season-opening win over Quincy. Now between the circles, Wilgers works it onto the right side. On the wing for Mary. Top of the key it goes. Oliver over to the left side for Zerker. Now between the circles, Wilgers brought it down in front of her. Stevens knocks it away. Gets the steal. 2-on-1 over to the left for Scott. Knocked away from Merity Scott by Mallory Zerker. Goes out of bounds underneath, and Northwest will inbound with 13:08 to play in the first half. Monique Stevens looks to inbound. Wants to go to Alexis Bay inside. Can't get it there. Still looking. Now fires it out to the left wing. Ashley Nelson. Bounce pass into Bay. Leads her a little too much. She goes to the floor after it. Will get a held ball as Lauren Oliver also went to the floor for Tabor. Possession arrow will give it to Tabor College with 13:02 to play in the first half. Tynan on, one of the starters for the Blue Jays. Checks back into the lineup. Takes the place of Becky Bryan. Inbound to Hahn on the right side. Quickly gets it to Wilgers. Across midcourt right side. Now a double team on the sideline. Pass goes out to Mary. Mary with it between the circles to the top of the key. Onto the left side for Zerker. Zerker puts it on the floor. Brings it up top for Hahn. Now into the right corner. She finds Mary. Guarded by Ashley Nelson. Brings it up to the wing with a dribble. Bounce pass inside for Oliver. Tipped away by Alexis Bay, who dove after it but slides out of bounds underneath. So that will keep it Tabor basketball with 9 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 16-13 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 12:41 to play in the first half. Pass goes inside for Zerker. Up with the shot over Nelson. No good. Rebound to Monique Stevens. Stevens will pass it up the floor. Merity Scott behind the defense. Shot knocked away from behind, but a foul against Caitlin Mary will send Merity Scott to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Northwest. Scott steps to the line. was 4 of 5 at the free throw line on Friday in the win over Quincy. Get set with her first here this evening, and that one is good.
Scott really did about everything you could ask for coming off the bench against Quincy at the free throw line. Also defensively from the perimeter, she really couldn't have put together a much better game than what she had Friday night.
Another one coming for Scott, and that one is good. So the junior out of Maryville knocks down both of her free throws, gets her first 2 points. It's a five-point Bearcat lead. Tabor with the basketball. 12:25 to play in the first half. Oliver in the backcourt, nearly traveled with it, but got the dribble down. Now works it over to the right, goes on the drive, kick out pass taken away. Ashley Nelson gets the steal, tried to go into the corner for Mallory Zerker, now ahead to Stevens. Stevens inside the arc on the right wing to the top of the key for Bay. Bay over to Nelson, left side, fakes a pass inside. Now to Schechinger, right wing three, off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped around and will be chased down by Mallory Zerker for Tabor College. Zerker gives it up to Caitlin Mary. She sets the offense, works it over to the left side for Moran. Moran goes on the drive, 1 foot in the paint, skips it across right for Mary. Picked up by Stevens. Mary gets a screen from Hahn, doesn't use it, drives, shot off the glass, too strong. Merritt E. Scott, the rebound for Northwest. Pass ahead to Stevens on the left sideline. She'll push it up the floor, now stops at the elbow, kick out right side, Ashley Nelson, three, good. Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. It's her first points of the ball game, now 3 of 5 on three-point shooting this season. 21-13, Northwest with their biggest lead of this first half. 11:20 on the clock. Moran left side out between the circles for Mary. Mary backs it out to the left wing. Gets it over to Moran. Looks inside. The pass knocked away. Alexis Bay picks up the loose ball. Gives it out for Nelson. She'll push it up the floor to the top of the key. On to the left for Stevens. A three-point attempt on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Off the backboard. And Oliver there for the board for the Blue Jays. Gets the outlet on the right side for Mary. She's across the timeline with it. Now skips it out between the circles for Lauren Oliver. Picked up by Schechinger. Oliver works it over to the right into the corner. Finds Mary. Mary up on the wing. She's already got a three in this first half. Dribbling with it. With 10 on the shot clock. Inside to Hahn at the high post. Over to the left side. Zerker takes the three. That's off left. Rebound for Schechinger inside for Northwest. Outlet to Stevens. Over to Nelson on the right side. Nice thread. The needle pass inside to Alexis Bay, who can't get the shot to go. Rebound tipped out to Mallory Zerker for Tabor. Zerker avoids Monique Stevens, bringing it up the floor. Now to the right side. Mary on the drive. Runner from six. Rattles out. Rebound for Nelson. Now to Stevens. Stevens will push it up the floor for Northwest. 10-12 to play in the first half. Right corner on the baseline. Meredy Scott takes the pass. Now gets it inside to Alexis Bay. Out to the left wing. Nelson into the corner. Schechinger a three on the way. In and out. Won't go. Rebound inside for Mallory Zerker for Tabor College. Blue Jays back the other way with Caitlin Mary stopping just before midcourt. Now walks it across the timeline. Works it to the high post for Hahn. Hahn looking inside. Now instead goes to the corner for Zerker. Zerker tries to drive. Too much traffic to Oliver, top of the key. Schechinger went for the steal. Didn't get it. Oliver on the drive. The layup on the right side is good. Lauren Oliver with her first points, and it's a 21-15 lead for Northwest Missouri State. They push it up the floor. Scott on the drive. Shot knocked away, but Meredy Scott heads back to the free throw line, drawing another Tabor foul. This one will go against Lauren Oliver. That'll be the first on Oliver. It is also the second team foul against Tabor College, and Meredy Scott's free throws will come after a timeout. 21-15 Northwest Missouri State's lead over Tabor. 9:29 to play in the first half. We're back to after this. You're listening to the Bearcat. After this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University students are invited to register for the 4th Annual Bearcat Leadership Training Conference, January 25th and 26th. The free conference, this year's theme, YOLO, You Only Lead Once, features keynote speakers and a variety of leadership workshops. The conference is open to all Northwest students and organizational advisors interested in enhancing their leadership skills. Session topics will include time management, goal setting, finance, teamwork, and effective meetings. Conference sessions will be 4:30 to 9:30, Friday, January 27th.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women in their second regular season game. They beat Quincy on Friday night to open the season. Coming down from an early deficit here, they've been up from the start. And Meredy Scott will step to the free throw line for Northwest. She'll have a couple of opportunities from there.
Meredy continuing to take advantage of the minutes she's getting in this season.
9:29 to play in this first half. Scott gets ready with the first free throw, and that one is good. All three of her points coming at the free throw line. Had 21 in that win against Quincy. Led Northwest there. Second free throw for Scott is good. Nothing but net on that one as well. So all 4 points for Meredy Scott. 23-15 the lead for Northwest. Should say all 4 points from the free throw line for Scott. And now falling down, dribbling across the line, Janelle Russ loses the basketball. Scott dives after it, picks it up, gets it to Stevens. Stevens over to Nelson, left side shot. Good for Ashley Nelson. And a foul by Becky Bryan will give Nelson a three-point play opportunity for Northwest.
Nelson doing a good job going up strong for the shot, taking it off that fast break, and results in a chance of a three-point trip down the floor.
So Nelson steps to the line for her first free throw attempt this season, and that one is good. 6 points now for Ashley Nelson. It's a 26-15 lead for Northwest. 9:10 to play in the first half. Molly Moran over on the right side. Gets it ahead across the timeline. Taken away from Kayla Wilgers. Nelson with the steal. Over to Stevens. Back to Nelson. Layup on the left. Good for Ashley Nelson. 8 for Nelson. 28-15 Northwest. Pass ahead on the right side for Caitlin Mary. Now in the backcourt, Wilgers with it. Has Scott in front of her. Pass to the top of the key. Gets it for Moran. Moran has it knocked away from behind by Stevens. Trying to save it inbounds. Rust throws it to Stevens. Another fast break for Northwest. Stevens out to the left side. Nelson inside. Matthews layup on the left. Good for Annie Matthews.
And we're seeing Northwest do something that Coach Kellogg's been preaching since the very start of practices, is giving up a good shot for a great shot. And we're seeing that several trips down the floor off the fast break, and it's resulted in some easy looks at the bucket.
Timeout for Tabor College. 8:36 to play in this first half. 30-15 the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women. And something else to kind of think about with this matchup, John, is a couple of games coming up this weekend for Northwest here at home. 3 games in 1 week. A little bit unusual. So what you want to do is try to get out to this early first half lead and get as many players in the ball game as you can.
Yeah, that's a beneficial from several standpoints. As you mentioned, with a lot of games here this week, you keep everybody rested for a couple good games this weekend, but also getting some of those players a chance to play early in the season, see what they can do, and see how the entire team might play a mix as far as rotations into the game. So a lot of benefits out of getting a lot of players in the floor, and a nice run right now to open things up for Northwest. Currently on a 9-0 run over just about a minute here, and it's opening things up after Tabor really hung tough for a lot of this half.
Tabor closing the gap a little bit in rebounds. Northwest leading them 10-7 in boards, but I think you can tell with Northwest is they are working on that, trying harder to get better position inside to get those rebounds.
Yeah, and it's I think going to continue to pay off as this game goes along, especially with the height advantage that Northwest has.
8:36 to play in the first half, 30-15, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Tabor College. The Blue Jays will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. None of them want to inbound it right now. Now Molly Moran will step out.
Just a slight problem.
Caitlin Mary will take the inbound. Meredy Scott there defensively. Three-quarter court pressure from Northwest. Mary with it on the right side. Gets a pass middle of the floor for Wilgers. Across the timeline, left Moran. Back to Wilgers. Nearly taken by Scott. On to the left side for Moran. Moran had it tipped away by Stevens. Keeps possession over to the right side for Mary. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now into the right corner it goes. Dribble up to the right wing. Pass over for Wilgers. Has to launch it and knocks it down. Kayla Wilgers got it to go, throwing it up kind of in desperation with the shot clock running down. Her 4th 3 of the season. First points tonight. Northwest Missouri State up by 12. Inside 8 minutes to play in the first half. Stevens knocked to the floor, and they're going to call her for a travel. Kayla Wilgers was there defensively, kind of walking into her, helping her to the floor. And the turnover will give it back to Tabor. Stevens with the pressure in the backcourt, a pass ahead for Caitlin Mary. Just before the timeline, now gets it across to Bryan. Bryan has it taken away by Stevens. Bounce pass to Scott. A one-on-two. Scott spins over to Matthews down the right side of the lane. Great look for Meredy Scott. And Annie Matthews hits the layup. 8 points for Matthews. And it's a 32-18 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 7.5 to play in the first half. in the backcourt. Mecky Bryan across the timeline for Wilgers. Now back to Bryan. Over to the right side for Mary. Down to the baseline right. A trap on Moran. She tries to throw a pass out, and it's taken away by Scott. Cross midcourt to the top of the key. Scott slides to the left, now expires the dribble, works it to the right wing for Stevens. Stevens looks in at Matthews. Nice bounce pass down low. Matthews with a shot off the glass. It's good for Annie Matthews. 10 first half points for Annie Matthews. 34-18, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 7 minutes to play in the first half. Ahead to Caitlin Mary on the left side. She'll get it middle of the floor for Wilgers. Now over to the right side for Moran. To the high post, pass inside, taken away by Ashley Nelson. To Stevens, ahead to Matthews, leads Matthews a little bit too much. It'll go out of bounds and belong to Tabor College.
Northwest able to convert off of that fast break off of a turnover, but overall here in the last 3-4 minutes, Northwest forcing a lot more turnovers. Early in the game, I was impressed with Tabor's ability to handle the full-court pressure and then some of the half-court traps that they were getting themselves in for, but it's kind of taken its toll here in the last 2 or 3 minutes, and we're seeing some of the turnovers that Northwest has turned into points.
10 total turnovers for Tabor on the left wing. Wilgers works it out between the circles to Janelle Rust, who gives it right back to Wilgers. Now over to the right side for Mary. Mary to the high post. Faust skips it across left for Rust. Rust looks in at Hahn. Hahn, nothing there. Out between the circles, left for Wilgers. 7 on the shot clock. Wilgers gives it up for Faust. On the drive, the runner is good, and Hannah Faust draws a foul. She'll have a 3-point play opportunity for Tabor. The foul on Victoria Naylor is her second. She has 2 of the 3 fouls called against Northwest. And bounced to the line for 1 free throw. She's 18 of 25 from there this season. Again, Tabor came in with a 1-4 record, so they've already played 5 basketball games. As Faust knocks the free throw down, the 3-point play makes it a 34-21 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. High post for Matthews. Over to the left side. Nelson on the wing. Open. A 3's on the way. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Bay. Underneath to Matthews. A layup good for Annie Matthews. 12 for Matthews, 36-21, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. 6 minutes to play in the first half. The Tabor Blue Jays with the basketball. Across the timeline comes Wilgers, works it over to the right side for Mary. Mary dribbling near the sideline. Most of the time, Tabor's been working the bulk of the shot clock out on the perimeter. Over to the left, Wilgers takes a 3. It's off the back of the rim. Alexis Bay with the position gets the rebound. Outlet to Naylor on the right side. Naylor on the wing. Bounce pass inside to Matthews. Matthews into Bay. Cutting to the basket. Shot won't go. Coach Kellogg wanted a foul call. Bay gets her own rebound. This time on the follow-up attempt, Bay draws the foul, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2.
Bay tried to work her way through a couple of defenders inside off that first shot. There's some obviously contact involved, but she was able to keep her concentration, get the rebound, and ends up at the free throw line.
Hannah Faust called for her first foul, team's 4th. And Alexis Bay to the line where she was 2 against Quincy. Gets the first one to go here. Molly Moran checking back in for Tabor, taking the place of Caitlin Mary. Victoria Naylor will come to the sideline as well as Ashley Thayer is back into the Northwest Missouri State lineup. Second free throw by Bay is good. Northwest as a team, a perfect 7 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. 38-21 their lead over Tabor, 5:31 to play in the first half. Wilgers took the inbound, gives it back to Rust. Rust will give it back over to Wilgers. Cross the timeline, the pass taken away by Nelson. Nelson over to the right, Thayer to the basket, shot off the glass, good for Ashley Thayer. 4 for Thayer, 40-21, the lead for the Northwest women. On to the left side, Hannah Faust trying to drive, bumped to the floor. This foul on Thayer will be her first, team's 4th, and an inbound on the near sideline for Tabor College. 5:11 to go in the first half. A 19-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Pass to the free throw line on the left side. Faust puts it on the floor. Tries to drive up with the runner. High off the glass. No good. Annie Matthews the rebound. To Thayer. Gets it ahead for Scott. 2 steps. Shot off the glass. Good for Mary D. Scott. No dribble there for Scott. 6 points for her. That's her first field goal of the game. And it's a 42-21 lead for the Northwest women. 4:47 to go. Head to Hahn on the right side, now inside to Faust. Faust tries to drive the lane, draws a foul on the floor. So an inbound coming on the baseline right. Maggie Marnin called for her first, team's 5th. 4:43 to play in the first half. Tabor will inbound after a timeout. 42-21, the lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Tabor College. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 42-21, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Tabor College, 4:43 to play in the first half. So far, this game going as anticipated, which is a good thing with the busy week for Northwest this week.
Okay, Northwest, the first 5 minutes or so, Tabor playing with Northwest, but they've gone on several different runs right now in the middle of an 8-0 run for the Bearcats, and taking advantage of forcing turnovers and running the floor, getting some easy looks, and getting a lot of different players into the game now.
Inbound for Tabor to the right side. A runner on the way. No good for Hannah Poust. And the rebound to Annie Matthews. Gets it ahead for Thayer. Thayer brings it across midcourt. Between the circles, middle of the floor. Directs some traffic from there. Works it to the left side for Matthews beyond the arc. Right side for Scott. Inside, Marnin. Double team comes over. Too late. Marnin hits the shot. 10 points now for Marnin. 12 for Matthews. So the inside game definitely performing tonight for Northwest. 44-21 their lead. At the top of the key, Rust. Goes up with the dribble and the shot from 15. Good for Janelle Rust. 4 points for her. 44-23. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 4:05 to play in the first half. Matthews with it at the top of the key. On to the left side for Nelson. Baseline Marnin. Over to Scott on the right wing. Fakes a pass. Goes on the drive. Has it tipped away. Picked up by Janelle Rust. So Tabor back the other way. Rust will work it to the left side of the floor. Leave it for Kayla Wilgers. Into the left corner. Open. Moran takes a three. That one too strong. Grazed the rim. Rust chases down the rebound. Out to the right wing. Now in the corner for Moran. Looked inside. Nothing there. Puts it on the floor. Guarded by Nelson. Expires the dribble. Now really needs to see some movement. Gets it into Hahn. Hahn with a bounce pass on the give and go. The shot no good for Moran. Gets her own rebound. Knocked away. Annie Matthews out of there with it for Northwest. Gives it up for Nelson. A 3-on-2 for Northwest. Nelson in the lane for Matthews. Shot too strong. Rebound. Marnin. And the follow is good.
They've really been running the floor well on the transition game and getting some easy buckets because of it.
46-23, the lead for Northwest. Into Hahn at the high post. She'll try to drive on Marnin. Shot blocked by Marnin. Rebound and follow no good for Poust. And this time Poust and Marnin come down with the basketball at the same time. And the possession arrow will give it to Northwest Missouri State.
Coming into the ball game for Tabor.
So now we start to see some more substituting for Northwest. Denise McEnany, a 5'7 sophomore out of Tarkio, and Raquel Goldson, a 5'7 junior from Orlando, Florida, both checking into the lineup for Northwest. 46-23, the lead for the Cats. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Ashley Thayer between the circles, dribbles it over to the right wing. Now into the corner for Goldson. Goldson on the wing there, into Matthews, down low, Marnin. Marnin comes down with it, tries to go up with the shot, draws the foul. This will go against Hannah Poust. That'll be the second on Poust. 15 foul and two opportunities at the line for Maggie Marnin.
Against Quincy early in the game, some of the entry passes into the low post area were just a little bit off, forcing some problems, but tonight the entry pass has been right on, and Northwest getting some good looks inside.
Marnin's first free throw attempt rattles out. She hit the only free throw attempt she had against Quincy in game one. Now second free throw for Marnin is good. So she hits one of the two, 13 first half points, leading all scorers in this first half. 47-23, the lead for Northwest, 2:40 to play in the half. Caitlin Mary across midcourt to Lauren Oliver. Oliver, back to bounce pass back to Mary, knocked away from behind by Thayer. Thayer will get it back from Marnin. Now a 4-on-3 opportunity, right side there, skips it to the left. McEnany takes a 3 near the corner, it's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Janelle Rust, for Tabor. Outlet ahead to Mary. on the left sideline. Mary gives it up for Rust. Rust will skip it out top of the key. Poust tried to go into Oliver, knocked away by Goldson, but Oliver chases it down to the right wing for Zerker. Zerker will work it between the circles to Poust, who hands it for Mary. Mary on the drive, kick out. Oliver, a three on the way. That one spins out. Goldson there for the rebound for Northwest. Cross midcourt, long pass ahead to Marnin on the block, into Matthews, cutting through the lane, shot off the glass, won't go for Matthews. A little bit too far under the rim, and Hannah Poust is there for the rebound for Tabor. 1:44 to go in the half, 47-23, Northwest Missouri State with a lead. Tabor Blue Jays with the basketball. On the right side, Zerker gets it to Oliver, top of the key, a three on the way, nothing but net for Lauren Oliver.
Five
points now for Oliver. Northwest coach Mark Kellogg takes a timeout, mainly to get a couple of substitutions in here late in the half with 1:31 to play. Bearcats are going to bring in two different players. One of those, Courtney Jensen, a 5'10 sophomore out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. And Alexis Bay will come back into the game, a 6'1 senior from Lenexa, Kansas.
I think one of the things Coach Kellogg has to like right now is the fact he's got a lot of players into the game early. And not only have they been in the game, but they've, for the most part, all contributed.
1:31 to go in this first half. It's a 21-point lead for Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team. Cats will have a couple of games here at Bearcat Arena this weekend as they play in the Winstead Reeves Classic both Friday and Saturday. Jensen will inbound it to Thayer, who brings it up the floor for Northwest. Taking her time with the Cats up big late in the first half. Thayer over to the left side, Jensen into the corner for McEnany. Brings it up to the wing. Now out between the circles. Over to the right for Goldson at the high post. Jensen has it knocked away from behind. Zerker comes out of there with it for Tabor. Over to the left side for Mary. Caitlin Mary working in front of McEnany. They meet at midcourt. Now over to the left side. On the wing for Rust. Rust to the top of the key, Oliver. Oliver looks to the high post, gets it there for Poust. Poust up with the runner right side. It goes out of bounds, blocked by Courtney Jensen, and it will belong to Tabor with 59 seconds to play in the first half. 47-26 Northwest. Inbound will come from Mallory Zerker over to the right side of the wing for Poust. Poust down to the baseline, up with the runner, partially tipped. It's short, rebound tipped inside. Alexis Bay came down with it, but both Poust and Oliver able to reach in and get a hold of the basketball, so the possession arrow will give it to Tabor. 51 seconds to play in the half. Inbound coming from the baseline right. Lobbed out toward the top of the key. Poust with it. Gives it up over to the left side for Mary. Mary between the circles. On to the left side on the wing. A drive for Rust. Up with the runner. Too hard off the glass. Goldson there for the rebound for Northwest. Goldson gets it ahead for Thayer. Now to the left side, Jensen. Jensen hesitates. Drives to the baseline. Loses it. Oliver picks up the steal. Now knocked away from her from behind. And it's picked up by McEnany, who can't get the shot to go. And Tabor comes out of there with the basketball. Ahead on the right side, Rust puts up a three and spins that one down. Janelle Rust with her first three-pointer of the game, seven for her in this first half. Northwest up 47-29, 15 seconds to play in the half. Thayer between the circles, works it over to the left side for Jensen. Jensen double-team, dribbles away from that. Alexis Bay top of the key, right side for Thayer, five on the clock. Thayer with one dribble, skip over to the left. McEnany with two on the clock, takes the three, it's off the front of the rim. And that's how the first half will end. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Tabor College, 47-29. Here at the half at Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout. Be back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back out at Bearcat Arena at the end of the first half, 47-29. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Tabor College. And, John, really the first half going kind of the way we anticipated, or should say maybe hoped that it would here tonight.
Yeah, I think so. The first 5 minutes or so, I think Tabor came out and did a lot of things that they wanted to do in the game. They were knocking some shots down from the perimeter, handled some of the pressure. But I think as the game went along, the pressure began to take its toll. A few more turnovers came Northwest way, and then Northwest turning those turnovers into points. 17 points off turnovers for Northwest out of the first half. Really running the transition game well, and they were able to open the game up because of that, and because they were able to build a lead, seeing a lot of players into the game in the first half.
And that's one thing, is that some of these players might be being evaluated. This is a night tonight, even though there's a big lead, that I'm sure in the locker room they're thinking, you know, what do I need to do tonight to possibly get more minutes down the road?
Yeah, this is a chance for a lot of those, and also just a chance for some players that as the rotation becomes set with who Coach Kellogg wants to bring into the game, who he wants to start, that even for those that are valuable to the team on the practice floor, it's just means a lot to be able to get out and play in actual game competition. So there's a lot of positives out of this for Northwest in this first half.
Northwest Missouri State up 47-29 over Tabor College here at the half. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 47-29. Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Tabor College here at the half. And both Bearcat basketball teams really get into what is kind of a traditional start to the season. Yeah, they've got games in heading into this upcoming weekend, but it really seems like in recent years, especially with the Winstead Reeves Classic for the women, but the Hilliard Classic down in St. Joe is a good opportunity for both of these teams to see maybe a little bit better competition and get a couple of games in a short span to really get a lot on film.
Yeah, they really step it up as far as the competition level goes coming into this weekend. Look at the Northwest men. They'll play Rockers, the team that they've had some pretty big battles through the years, one in particular down in Tahlequah, Oklahoma for a regional championship back in the early 2000s there, and 2002, I believe, down there for that one, in which Northwest was able to then go to the Elite Eight in Indiana. And then Rockers coming off a loss last night, but a loss to Loyola Chicago, Division I team that they played pretty well against. So they've had some good competition coming in, Northwest, with the exhibition with the Tigers, and then opening things up Sunday afternoon with the win over Grayson's head going into this one as well. But I think it's going to be a good test on Friday for Northwest, and they've got a team making a move to Division II in William Jewell on Saturday.
Then you look at the Northwest women's team, a couple of games to follow up here at home. And I think what's kind of cool about their schedule is they do get a bunch of home games, especially for fans that want to come out and learn more about the team, more about Coach Kellogg. It's a chance to really do a lot of that early before they do get into the meat of their schedule.
Yes, it is. And I think they'll like what they see out of this team. It's right now, tonight anyway, playing an up-tempo game against a team that, frankly, they've got more physical ability, I think, than what Tabor does. And playing that up-tempo game, we may not see quite so much up-tempo as they get into the MIAA schedule. But this is a team that's, I think, responding to what Coach Kellogg wants them to do. Always an adjustment going from one coach to another. And we're seeing them run Kellogg's offense, I think, a little better tonight than they did against Quincy, which they did maybe a little better against Quincy than they did against Peru. So we're seeing some progress out of Northwest. And again, one of the areas he's wanting to concentrate on tonight, definitely on the boards, and probably still a little bit more to go on that. Only out rebounding Tabor by four, but But still seeing some things that I think are positives for this Northwest women's team.
47-29, their lead over Tabor College here at the half tonight. Also coming up this weekend, a playoff football game out at Bearcat Stadium. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsent Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 47-29 lead for the Northwest Missouri State women over Tabor College. As we mentioned, a playoff football game coming up at Bearcat Stadium this weekend. I don't think it was a major surprise to see them in the playoffs. A bit of a surprise that they got a home game, but playing a Harding University team that I think will bring back some reminders of the old Pittsburgh State running a lot of triple option this weekend.
And they've run the triple option to success as they put on a lot of points this season, going to a 9-1 record. Only one loss, that was to a very good Henderson State team, losing that game 38-10. So they'll see an offense similar to what they saw earlier this year with Missouri Southern, with the biggest difference, I think, that Harding runs that triple option much better than what Missouri Southern did.
Yeah, and a bigger quarterback, a 230-pound quarterback at 6'2". That guy is going to be a load to bring down.
That's the size of a fullback for a lot of teams.
So the matchup this weekend out at Bearcat Stadium for Harding, their first time in the playoffs in Division II. Their last playoff appearance was when they were in NAIA school. Again, a part of the Great American Conference, which is in its was in its second year this year, and maybe not seeing the competition level that Northwest Missouri State saw through the MIAA, and I guess that's one thing that we'll kind of figure out this weekend when two teams go together. But that's kind of what makes playoff football more interesting.
Hey, it's nice to play a team you haven't played before. This will be the first meeting with Harding, so it's nice to see some other schools come to Northwest and. I think when you look at the matchup, hopefully one of the things that will be a positive for Northwest is the playoff experience that the Cats have coming into this one. Ninth straight year into the playoffs. First time it's mentioned that Harding's been into the playoffs. And that, I would think, has to play a little factor on Saturday because it's a different pressure that you're involved in when you get into the playoffs.
You and I were talking beforehand. Harding head coach Ronnie Huckabee, when he got the job down there, actually came up here to Northwest Missouri State to kind of spend some time with Coach Mel Churchman. We're really hoping he didn't pick up too much
really
from Coach T.
No, that's right. It's a good person to try to pick the brain of if you're wanting to start up a Division II program, because Coach Churchman, one of the best, obviously, and left this program in very good shape for Coach Adam Dorrell to come in, and AD's done a great job with it as well, and it ought to be a fun game and a fun atmosphere on Saturday.
So Northwest Missouri State and Harding University, the first round of the Division II football playoffs at Bearcat Stadium, a noon kickoff, so we'll be on the air at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday morning. So an earlier start, that'll give people a little bit more time after football to take in some basketball that night. If you want to make the trip down to St. Joe to see basketball or stay here at Bearcat Arena and watch basketball, not quite as tight of a schedule as it was when the Northwest women played here a home game a couple weeks ago.
No doubt about that. And it's a good day to just take in some sporting activity, just make a day of it, whether you want to watch, as Matt was mentioning, the women in the Winstead Reeves Classic or down in St. Joseph and with the Northwest men, kind of a unique aspect of the way the schedule works. Both teams playing William Jewell on Saturday, kind of a doubleheader, only playing it right about the same time.
So Northwest Missouri State with a busy weekend this weekend. We'll be right along with you on the Bearcat Radio Network for those matchups as well. 47-29, the halftime lead for the Northwest women over Tabor College. We're back to look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 19 members of Northwest Missouri State University Sigma Alpha Agriculture Sorority travel to the organization's national convention October 11th through 13th in Omaha, Nebraska, where the chapter and several individual members were recognized for their achievements. Northwest Alpha Beta Chapter of the Sigma Alpha National Sorority is one of 56 throughout the nation that are eligible for recognition. At the convention, four Alpha Beta members were recognized as Emerald Scholars. These individuals have a cumulative GPA of 3.75.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back out of Bearcat Arena with the Northwest women with a big lead here right at the half. A look at some of the numbers from the first half. Cats taking advantage of their size advantage inside. The two leading scorers are Maggie Marnin and Annie Matthews. Marnin finished with 13 first-half points on 6 of 7 shooting. Matthews had 12 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Marnin also 1 of 2 at the free throw line, both of them pulling down 4 rebounds for the Cats as well. 8 points off the bench for Ashley Nelson. She was 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. 4 points for Ashley Thayer on 2 of 2 shooting for the Cats. A couple of points apiece for Alexis Bay and Victoria Naylor for Northwest Missouri State in this first half as well. 6 points as well, I should say, for Merity Scott. Scott hit the only field goal she attempted, also was 4 of 4 at the free throw line, had 2 assists and 2 steals out of the half as well. Ashley Nelson led the team in steals with 5, the Cats with 13 total steals in the first half, 14 turnovers for Tabor, just 7 for Northwest. Tabor being led in scoring by Hannah Pouse, who was 2 of 7 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3-point range, hit her only free throw she attempted as well. 5 points apiece for Lauren Oliver and Caitlin Mary. And Janelle Rust, who came in as the leading scorer for Tabor, averaging 17 points a game with 4 points and tied for the team lead in rebounding with 4 so far tonight as well. The Cats with 19 rebounds to 15 for Tabor. It all adds up to a 47-29 lead for Northwest Missouri State over Tabor College. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena for the start of the second half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, the two teams huddled up on the sideline before taking the court for the second half. 47-29, the lead for Northwest Missouri State heading into the second half. For Tabor College, they're going to go back to their starting lineup of Caitlin Mary, Kayla Wilchers, Molly Morin, Janelle Rust, and Tynan Hahn for the start of this second half. And Coach Mark Kellogg going to make a few changes from his starting lineup to start the second half. Merity Scott will start the second half along with Ashley Nelson and Monique Stevens to go along with Andy Matthews and Maggie Martin inside.
And we have one thing we haven't talked about tonight. The Northwest volleyball team's in action down in Warrensburg against Central Missouri in the opening round of the MIAA postseason volleyball tournament. And hopefully the Northwest women down there can do a good job against a very tough UCM team.
Monique Stevens works it over to the right side for Ashley Nelson. Pass in to Marnin, knocked away by Hahn from behind and picked up by Caitlin Mary. Tabor College with their first possession of this second half after a turnover by Northwest. Dribbling in front of Merity Scott as Caitlin Mary expires that dribble. Now into the right corner. Goes there for Pouse. Spins. Excuse me, that was Wilchers. Now Wilchers gives it up for Hahn. Tried to drive baseline. Cut off by Marnin. Now expires the dribble. Bounce pass inside. Knocked loose by Matthews, but it goes right to Hahn, who was cutting to the basket. and Tyen Han with her first points of the game. 47-31, the lead for Northwest. Left side, Scott cutting to the basket, up with the shot, too strong. Rebound on the backside for Tabor. Janelle Rust comes out of there with it for the Blue Jays. Out between the circles, left side for Wilgers. Now she'll work it onto the left wing. Molly Moran out top of the key for Hahn. Onto the right side for Wilgers. Tried to go inside, knocked away. Ashley Nelson, one-on-one, down the left side of the lane. Goes over to Merity Scott, who's running the floor, and Scott hits the layup. That's eight for Scott, 49-31, Northwest Missouri State on top. Just over a minute into the second half, Tabor with the basketball. On the right side is Mary. Now to the free throw line, Rust kicks it back out to Mary. Now on the wing for Wilgers. Wilgers into the corner for Mary. Tries to drive on the baseline, cut off, bounce pass, tip, and picked up by Monique Stevens. Tried to get it to Hahn inside. Stevens with a two-on-two down the left side of the lane. Bump, shot won't go. Rebound for Rust on the backside for Tabor. Outlet goes to Wilgers, so she'll push it up the floor. To the left side of the lane, bumped by Matthews, as Matthews, I don't think, anticipated her stopping quite that quickly. That'll be the second on Matthews, first foul against either team in this second half. 18-22 to play, 49-31, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Tabor College with the basketball. Out between the circles, left is Wilgers. She brings it out to midcourt to set the offense. On to the left side, hands it for Moran. Picked up by Stevens. Now gets it over to the right side, Rust. On to the wing for Mary. Mary guarded by Merity Scott, has it tipped away, now comes up with it, and kicks it out between the circles for Wilgers. Back over to Mary on the right side, seven on the shot clock. Mary with the drive down to the baseline. Merity Scott tried to knock it away from behind. Instead, will be called for the reach. That'll be her first. Team second, and an inbound. Nope, they're going to give her a couple of free throw attempts here. So far as a team, Tabor just one of one at the free throw line. Hannah Paus knocking down their only attempt thus far.
Mary with a quick step to get that lane to the bucket, and Jessica was able to get past Scott, who had to commit the foul.
First free throw by Caitlin Mary is good. 6 points for her. She's now 9 of 11 at the free throw line this season. Second free throw for Mary is up and good. So she hits them both. And Tabor College stays perfect at the line. Now 3 of 3. 49-33. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 17:50 to play. Matthews over to the left side for Nelson. Drive to the baseline, looked in at Marnin, not there. Skip across to Scott, right side. Now for Matthews. Matthews double team just outside the paint, trying to spin out of it, has it knocked away. Comes up with the ball, now to Marnin. Left side, Nelson, a three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Second three of the game for Ashley Nelson. Nelson now 2 of 3 outside the arc tonight. It's 52-33 Northwest. 17:23 to go. Cross midcourt, Mary gets it to the high post. Rust up with the 17-footer, and it's good for Janelle Rust.
When you let Tabor get open for a jumper on that perimeter, they'll knock it down.
Merity Scott runs the floor again, can't get the layup to go. The rebound tip, Scott comes up with it, gives it to Matthews. Her layup, no, she gets the rebound and the follow on the right side. Matthews with 14 tonight, 54-35, Northwest Missouri State up. 16:54 to play. Over to the right wing. Pass gets out to Molly Moran. Looking inside, tries to drive the baseline. Double team, expires the dribble. Skips a pass out for Mary on the left sideline. Scott comes out defensively. Northwest playing a 2-3 zone right now. Now on the left wing, a behind-the-back pass to Rust at the left elbow. Over to the right side, Wilgers puts up a three with three on the shot clock and knocks it down. Second three of the game for Wilgers. All of her points coming outside the arc. Now Northwest pushes it up the floor. Scott tries to go inside to Maggie Marnin. The ball knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. As we pause here, 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Monique Stevens inbound overthrows Annie Matthews, but she chases it down in the backcourt. Now ahead to Alexis Bay, who checked in along with Timber Schechinger during the break. Shot from 15 for Matthews won't go. The rebound for Tabor. Molly Moran came out of there with it, gives it up for Caitlin Mary. She dribbles it to the left sideline. Now between the circles for Wilgers. She backs it out, gets a screen from Janelle Rust over to the right side in the corner for Moran. Just under 16 minutes to play. Moran tries to drive baseline into the left corner. Mary open, a three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Matthews there for the rebound for Northwest. Gets the outlet to Stevens on the right sideline. Stevens goes on the drive over to the left. Schechinger open. The three on the way. Nothing but net for Timber Schechinger. First points of the game for Schechinger. Schechinger now 3 of 4 on three-point attempts. And a pass ahead for Molly Moran is over her outstretched hands. So Northwest gets it back with Victoria Naylor checking back into the Bearcat lineup. Monique Stevens to the sideline for Coach Mark Kellogg. ...57-38, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead, 15:30 to play. Naylor will bring it up the floor for the Cats. As she gets across the timeline, she'll work it over to the right side. Now top of the key for Matthews. Pass to the left is tipped away. Caitlin Mary trying to catch up with it. It goes into the scorer's table before she gets there. So Northwest will keep possession. Now Hannah Pouse checking back in the Tabor lineup. She'll take the place of Molly Moran. And the inbound will come into the backcourt for Victoria Naylor. She'll set the offense for Northwest. They're going right to left at Bearcat Arena in this second half. Naylor lobs it to the left side for Nelson. Into the corner for Schechinger. It is tipped by Poust. It goes into the Bearcat bench. So an inbound now for Northwest.
Seeing Tabor be a little more aggressive with their defense in the second half than what they were toward the end of the first half.
Naylor out top of the key. 7 on the shot clock. Goes on the drive. Up with the underhanded runner and got it to go. Tough shot there by Naylor. She knocks it down. 4 points for her, 59-38, Northwest Missouri State. We're inside 15 minutes to play. Rust with it on the left side, dribbling against Annie Matthews. Spins, has it on the wing. Works it out to Wilgers. Now back over to Rust. Rust between the circles to Poust. Over to the right wing, Wilgers. One dribble for her toward the top of the key, working against the 2-3 zone from Northwest. Now Mary with it on the right wing. She'll try the drive. Goes up with the runner. Too hard off the glass. A rebound for Ashley Nelson for Northwest. Outlet ahead to Naylor. Naylor to the free throw line, and this one knocked away. A reach-in foul coming against Tabor. Janelle Rust will be called for her first, team's first. Northwest ball after a timeout. 14:29 to play, 59-38. Northwest lead over Tabor College. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Kyra Mills, Director of Networks and Data Centers and Interim Director of Information Systems at Northwest Missouri State University, has announced her retirement. Her last day on campus will be Monday, November 12th, and her retirement is effective December 1st. Kyra Mills was named to the interim role in November 2011 after the retirement of former Vice President of Information Systems, Dr. John Rickman. Dr. Roger Von Halsen, the Director of Northwest Center of Information Technology and Education, will begin serving as interim Vice President.
Coming out of the timeout, Hannah Poust hits a shot for Tabor College, 59-40. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 14 minutes to play. Ashley Nelson, right side three, rattles out. Schechinger, the rebound and the follow on the left side. All five of Schechinger's points have come in this second half, including a three-pointer. 61-40, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. 13:45 to play. And on the right side for Poust. One dribble for her. Skip across between the circles left for Wilgers. Now into the corner, Rust, back up to Wilgers, and Ashley Nelson gets the steal. Spins away from Wilgers, ahead to Naylor. One-on-one, up with the shot, no good, but she draws the foul. This will be against Caitlin Mary, the second on Mary.
Tabor
second team foul and two free throw attempts coming up for Victoria Naylor for Northwest. It'll be her first free throw attempts as Bearcat. Senior having to sit out last year due to injury. Was with the program, though. First free throw on the way. Good.
Well, as a team, Northwest continuing to shoot well.
Naylor with a second opportunity coming up. Mallory Zerker checks back in for Tabor. Ashley Thayer and Alexis Bay are on the floor for Northwest. Along with Naylor, Ashley Nelson and Timber Schenkinger. Second free throw, good for Naylor. 6 points in the ballgame for her, 63-40. Northwest Missouri State on top. 13:25 to play. Tabor with the basketball. In the backcourt, Poust. Brings it across midcourt. Now works it middle of the floor for Mary. Mary guarded by Thayer onto the left side. Northwest staying in that 2-3 zone. Mary to the high post. Touch pass by Rust over to the right. Zerker into the corner. Quick dribble drive. Rust with the shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Goes out of bounds. It's off of Timber Schenkinger. So Tabor College will inbound. Baseline left. 13:05 to go. 63-40. Northwest lead. Lauren Oliver into the lineup, taking the place of Becky Bryant. The inbound coming from the baseline left out to the wing for Poust. Poust works it between the circles for Mary. Mary holding on to it on her hip, trying to recognize the defense. Northwest has changed into a man-to-man defense. Now drive down to the baseline. Mary gets the bounce pass to Russ. Top of the key, Oliver. A three on the way. Off right. And then fighting for the rebound. A foul against Tabor College. This one should go against Mallory Zerker. Nope. They're calling it. Well, Zerker was fighting with Victoria Naylor, and they call it on Naylor.
I think the official first kind of pointed the other direction, but I do think he got it right inside.
Yeah. 12:47 to go. Inbound for Tabor on the left side. That was the third foul on Victoria Naylor. Inbound into the corner for Mary. A lot of traffic over there. She throws it away. Nelson gets the steal. Outlet goes to Naylor. Naylor tried to dribble behind her back, and Caitlin Mary behind her. Naylor did not know that, so Mary will get the steal and the layup the other way. 9 for Caitlin Mary. So Northwest now with the basketball up 63-42 over Tabor College. 12:20 to play. Pass ahead to Ashley Nelson on the right side. Skip to the left for Thayer. Out top, Naylor. One dribble for her. A 17-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound inside for Oliver for the Blue Jays. Gets the outlet for Mary. Now ahead on the right for Rust. Fakes the three on the drive to Oliver, top of the key. Her three on the way. Off the front of the rim in the backboard. The rebound tipped out and chased down by Hannah Poust for Tabor. She goes into the lane. Up with the runner. No good. Alexis Bay with the rebound. She is fouled as both Oliver and Poust collapse on her. And it looks like they will get Lauren Oliver with her second foul. It is the team's third foul in this half.
Tabor's been very physical with Bay inside the last few trips down the floor. She's been taking a beating in underneath the bucket.
63-42, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Naylor across midcourt, over to the left side for Thayer. Tried to go into Schenkinger, the pass tipped away, but Naylor picks it up. Now on the drive to the baseline for Bay. Skip across right side, Nelson goes on the drive to the baseline, into Schenkinger, out right side Thayer. Over to the left for Naylor. Naylor down to the baseline, her pass tipped by Rust, and it's picked up by Mallory Zerker for Tabor. Kayla Wilgers now will set the offense for the Blue Jays, working it over to the left side, leaves it for Rust. To Hahn between the circles. On guarded by Alexis Bay, wants to get rid of it, does to the right wing for Wilgers. Bounce pass inside Oliver. She squares, puts it on the floor, into a double team, fadeaway blocked by Schenkinger. Back to Oliver, wants to try to drive again, loses her balance, steps on the baseline, and that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
That was a great job by Bay coming over on the help side, forcing that double team and eventually forcing the turnover.
63-42, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Tabor. 11:13 to play. Monique Stevens, who checked in during the dead ball, brings it up the floor, works it right for Thayer. Now around to the left for Nelson. Skip across Thayer, right wing three on the way. Good for Ashley Thayer. First three of the season for Thayer. 7 points in the ball game for her, 66-42 Northwest. Tabor breaking some pressure in the backcourt from the Cats. 10:50 to play. Oliver takes it at the top of the key, spins, works it out left side for Zerker. Tried to lob it down to Hahn, overthrows the pass through Hahn's hands, out of bounds on the baseline, and Northwest will get it back. It's the 21st turnover of the game for Tabor.
And Tabor, early in the ball game, did a pretty good job handling the pressure that Northwest was giving them, but that first half wore on, and then here into the second half, it just kind of wore them down a little bit.
Pass from Thayer to Nelson, overthrown. It sails into the crowd, and Tabor College will get it back for Northwest Missouri State, their 13th turnover of the ball game. 66-42. Cats having a little bit more trouble taking care of the basketball in this second half than they did in the first.
Like some of them might just be a little bit of focus after opening the game up.
On with it in the right corner for Tabor. Skip across left side for Wilgers. Wilgers between the circles over to the left wing. Gets it for Zerker. Zerker to the high post. Hahn squares. Nothing there. Out to Wilgers. Nine on the shot clock. Wilgers over to the right wing. Moran with a touch pass into Hahn. She spins. Goes up with a shot partially blocked by Bay, who gets the rebound for Northwest. Ahead to Stevens. Stevens to the left side, Nelson. On the wing with it for Northwest. Back out to Stevens. To Bay, top of the key. Left side, Nelson. A three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Ashley Nelson. Third three of the game for Nelson. Two of those three have come in this second half. 69-42, Northwest on top. 9:45 to go. Tabor College with a basketball. A pass ahead to Mallory Zerker, who drives and then throws it away. But chased down by Moran. Moran in the left corner, double team, tries to dribble around it. Now picks up the basketball on the sideline. Fair there defensively. Gives it up to Oliver. Oliver double team, throws it away. Nelson comes up with the steal. Brings it across midcourt. Over to the left wing. Underneath, Schechinger running the floor. Gets the easy layup. Puts the nice look inside by Ashley Nelson. All 7 points for Schechinger have come in this second half. 71-42. Northwest with the lead. Tabor with the basketball. 9:10 to go. Out in the center circle, Kayla Wilgers works it over to the right side. Hahn in the corner, just inside the arc. Now a skip pass over to the left wing. Bobbled by Moran, but she picks it up. Hands it off for Wilgers. And Wilgers has it knocked away out of bounds. It'll be Tabor basketball after a timeout. 71-42, Northwest lead over Tabor College. 8:56 to play. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 71-42. The Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Tabor College, 8:56 to go. Tabor with a basketball out of the timeout. It comes out in the left sideline to Kayla Wilgers. Got it by Thayer to the high post for Hahn at the left elbow. Double team, throws it out right side for Mary. And a shot clock violation coming up for Tabor. And less than 10 seconds to work with on that inbound, and that will give it back to Northwest with 8:47 to go.
Yeah, you see that sometimes coming out of a timeout where they come out and think they've got the full 30 on the shot clock. Instead, try to set up their offense and don't pay attention to where they are on the shot clock.
Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Thayer in the left corner puts up a three, and it's good. Cats have had some hot shooting in this second half. That's the second three of the half and the game for Ashley Thayer. 10 points in the ball game for her. 74-42, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Tabor with the basketball. Mary between the circles right. Started by Thayer. Now works it ahead for Moran. Back to Mary. At the top of the key with it. Left side for Wilgers. Back to Mary. 6 on the shot clock. Mary will hand it off for Moran. Moran has to force up the three. It's too strong. Rebound to Monique Stevens for Northwest. And just before she gets there, the shot clock goes off. So Northwest Missouri State will have it with 7:59 to go.
Couple good defensive stands by Northwest, forcing the shot clock down.
74-42. Stevens will bring it up the floor. Over to the left side for Scott. Scott to the top of the key on the dribble. Right side, Stevens in the corner. Thayer, a three on the way. Nothing but net. Ashley Thayer knocks down her third three of the second half. The Northwest lead opens up to 77-42. 7:35 to go. Tabor with the basketball. Pass to the high post. Nearly knocked away, but picked up by Becky Bryan, who goes over to the left side for Wilgers. Wilgers onto the right wing, Moran. Moran dribbling in front of Stevens. Gets it out to the right side for Wilgers. On to the left for Mary. Mary to the top of the key. Got a screen. Can't do anything with it. 5 on the clock. Now a drive. Runner in the lane by Mary. Off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Stevens. Stevens gets around one defender. Now 1-on-1. Down the left side of the lane. Shot knocked away. And it goes out of bounds underneath. Becky Bryan able to knock it loose. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline left with 7:01 to play.
Northwest has done a good job of throwing out some runs in this game right now in the middle of a 14-0 run. They had several 8-0 or 9-0 runs in the first half that helped open things up.
Three from the right corner for Thayer off the left side of the rim. The rebound this time to Molly Moran for Tabor. Nearly had it taken away from behind by Timber Schekinger. But Tabor keeps possession as Caitlin Mary passes it across the timeline left for Wilgers. She'll bring it middle of the floor on the dribble. Work it over to the right side for Moran. Under 7 minutes to play. Over to the left side for Mary. She's got it on the wing. Looks in at Janelle Rust posting up. Nothing there. Now to Wilgers. Wilgers over to Rust at the high post. Drive down the lane. Dips the shoulder. Shot no good. And a rebound for Alexis Bay. Good defense there by Meredy Scott. Pass ahead for Schekinger is tipped. It goes out of bounds. It's off of Kayla Wilgers. And Northwest will inbound baseline left.
Wilgers done a good job hustling out there tonight. She's been all over the floor. Knocked down a couple long threes. And that time got down quickly on defense and stopped the break.
Inbound, Stevens to Schekinger. Left side, layup on the glass is good for Timber Schekinger.
Of course, that time just delayed the inevitable for Northwest to score.
9 points now for Schekinger. 79-40, the lead for Northwest. 6:20 to go. On the right side on the wing. Pass inside for Janelle Rust. Shot won't go. Schekinger tips the rebound to herself and gets it out to Stevens' right side. Cross-court left for Scott. Into the lane. Out of the corner for Thayer. 15-footer on the way. Misses left. Rebound knocked out of bounds underneath. Tabor will have the basketball with 6:04 to go. Now Kendra Flaming checks into the lineup. A 5'7 sophomore. Seeing her first action of the night. Takes the place of Molly Moran. Victoria Naylor back onto the court for the Cats. Inbound to Caitlin Mary. She'll get it back for Fleming. Now ahead on the right, Wilgers. Back to Fleming. Some pressure in the backcourt from Northwest. Not a lot. Now Wilgers on the right side. Dribbles to the wing. Gets it out top of the key for Fleming. On to the left side. The pass tip, but picked up by Mary. Drive down to the baseline. Cut off by Bay. Out between the circles for Fleming. On to the right side. A three for Wilgers is good. Kayla Wilgers with her third three of the game. And it's a 79-45 lead for Northwest. Pass ahead to Schekinger in the paint. Kick out pass to Thayer is tipped. She comes up with it. Now Naylor, top of the key. Back over to Thayer, right side. 5:26 to go. Into Bay. Down to Schekinger. Shot blocked away from behind. Bay comes up with the rebound. A layup on the left won't go. But Alexis Bay draws the foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Janelle Rust called for her second. Both of those coming in this second half, four in the half for Tabor. So Bay to the free throw line where she was 2 of 2 back in the first half, her only points of the game so far. First one here is good.
Yeah, she might say that Bay was shaking off the rust to go get fouled that trip down the floor.
Yeah. Courtney Jensen into the lineup now for Northwest. Saw a little bit of action late in the first half as well for the Cats. Second free throw coming from Alexis Bay. That one is up, and it spins out. Rebound for Lauren Oliver for Tabor. 80-45 Northwest, 5:15 to go. Wilgers out near the center circle, onto the right side for Mary. Mary to the top of the key for Oliver. Oliver holding on to it. We'll give it back up to Wilgers, who will reset the offense. Now gives it up for Fleming on the left side to the top of the key. Oliver, 9 on the shot clock. Oliver starts to drive down the right side of the lane. The runner off the glass. In and out. Won't go. Jensen the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Naylor. Ahead to Scott. Scott into the lane. Has it stripped loose. It goes out of bounds. It's off of Caitlin Berry. Are they going to say it got out of bounds maybe before she got there? We'll find out after a timeout. 4:47 to go. 80-45. Northwest's lead over Tabor. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Missouri State with a basketball out of the timeout. Quickly, a three from the left corner by Denise McEnany, and the Cats are up 83-45. 4.5 to play. Between the circles left is Caitlin Berry. Berry brings it middle of the floor. Over to the right side. Now out top of the key for Lindsay Raddick. Raddick will work it on to the left. Now pass inside, tipped away from Oliver. She's trying to chase it down, and Caitlin Berry will beat her to the basketball near midcourt. 4 on the shot clock. Berry wants to drive with it, has to force up the shot, misses badly, and the shot clock violation. That's 3 of those in this second half for Northwest's defense.
Boy, good pressure defensively. They're just making it very tough for Tabor to run their offense.
83-45 Northwest, 4:08 to go in this ball game. Cats going to move to 2-0 on the season with a pass left side for Goldson. Now top of the key, Naylor. Naylor on to Goldson. Left wing open. A three on the way. Good. Raquel Goldson. Their first points as a Bearcat. Three-pointer from the left wing. The junior out of Orlando makes it 86-45. Now Oliver with it in the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline with 3:40 to go. Out near the center circle. Kayla Wilgers with it. Dribbles over to the left side. To the top of the key for Fleming. Dribbles onto the wing. Gives it up for Mary. Mary in front of McEnany. Now one dribble to the top of the key for Raddick. Into the left corner. Three from Fleming. Excuse me, just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound for Naylor. Naylor will bring it up the floor for Northwest with a pass ahead to McEnany. Inside to Jensen for Bay. Bay kick out. McEnany open. A three on the way, and it's good. Denise McEnany with a couple of threes since that last timeout. It's an 89-45 lead for Northwest. 3:02 to go. On the left side, Wilgers brings it out top of the key for Lindsay Raddick. Over to the right, shot off the glass, no good for Caitlin Berry. Rebound for Goldson. Goldson will give it up for Naylor. And Naylor brings it up with the pass to McEnany, left side. Goes on the drive. Underneath, Goldson cutting to the basket. Shot off the glass. Too strong. Bay the rebound and follow. Draws the foul on Lauren Oliver. That'll be the third on Oliver. And it will send Alexis Bay to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Northwest has done a very good job in this ball game, finding the open player in a position where they've had a good look at the bucket, or in this case, after a miss, a good chance for a rebound and a chance to get to the free throw line. Just some good movement away from the ball, and the players out on the perimeter doing a good job finding the players inside.
Free throw by Bay is good. 4 of her points coming at the free throw line. She'll have a second opportunity as Mallory Zerker checks back in for Tabor. 2:40 to go, 90-45, the lead for the Northwest women. Second free throw is good for Alexis Bay, so she knocks down both. And it's a 91-45 lead for the Cats, 2:37 to play. Backcourt with it is Zerker, guarded by McEnany as she dribbles across the timeline over to the right side. Hands it off for Wilgers. Wilgers to the high post. Oliver skips it onto the left side on the wing for Fleming. Tried to go down low with it, tipped away and taken away. Courtney Jensen with a steal. Ahead to Naylor. Naylor trying to get it to McEnany. Overthrows the pass. She saved it inbounds, but it goes to Zerker for Tabor College. Zerker with it between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing. Wilgers open for three. That one is off. Rebound Oliver. Follow won't go. Alexis Bay comes down with it and then is fouled from behind by Lauren Oliver. That'll be the fourth on Oliver. Sixth team foul against Tabor. And Northwest will inbound with 2:05 to go. Team foul number 6. 91-45, the lead for the Northwest women. Naylor gets it ahead to Goldson on the left wing. Out to the right side. McEnany drives to the baseline. Bounce pass is kicked right back to McEnany. Now gets it out to Naylor. Naylor, top of the key, Jensen, on the left side for Goldson. Goldson lobs it on the backdoor cut by Naylor, who gets the layup. Victoria Naylor with 8 points, and it's a 93-45 lead for Northwest, 1:40 to go.
And a 14-0 run now by Northwest.
Kayla Wilgers with it for Tabor between the circles. Works it ahead for Fleming on the left side. Has it knocked loose, she picks it up on the wing, gives it up for Wilgers. She'll put up a three from long range on the left side, knock it down. 4-3 of the game for Wilgers, 12 points for her. 93-48 Northwest, 1:15 to go. Goldson on the right side, left open, so she'll take the three. It's too strong. Rebound for Fleming for Tabor College. Ahead for Wilgers. Across the timeline, up the right sideline. Top of the key, Fleming. A three on the way for her. It's off the rim and out of bounds. Northwest Missouri State will get it with 1:02 to play. The Cats will move to 2-0 on the season. And we'll be in action this coming weekend in the Winstead Reeves Classic right here at Bearcat Arena. Becky Bryan back in the lineup for Tabor. 93-48 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Go inside, a minute to play as Naylor dribbles between the circles. Now expires the dribble. Over to Jensen between the circles right. One dribble for her. On to the left wing. Bay, top of the key, Goldson. She tries to drive down the lane. Bump comes up with a basketball. Shot off the glass. In and out. Won't go. Rebound for Becky Bryan for Tabor. Now her outlet pass is tipped loose by McEnany. It goes out of bounds. And Tabor will inbound with 39 seconds to go. Cross midcourt comes Wilgers. She'll work it over to the left side. On the wing for Zerker. Back up top of the key it goes for Bryan. On to the right for Wilgers. Back out top. Fleming with it there. Pass inside. Taken away by Alexis Bay. With 21 seconds to go. Ahead to McEnany. Down the lane. Kick out for Goldson. A 17-footer is up. No good. Rebound for Becky Bryan for Tabor with 13 seconds to go. Pass goes ahead on the right for Zerker. Zerker on the drive. Spins. Shot over Naylor. Off the glass. In and out. Won't go. Got her own rebound. The follow is good for Zerker to give her her first points of the game. So we go inside, 5 seconds to play. Victoria Naylor will dribble out the clock. 93-50, the final score. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Tabor College here at Bearcat Arena. We owe you a timeout before we go to our post game. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsen, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, the final score 93-50, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Tabor College as Northwest moves to 2-0 on the season, getting through the first couple of games the way you had hoped, and then the competition gets a little bit tougher this weekend.
Boy, it certainly does. Southwest Minnesota State on Friday, and then William Jewell on Saturday, and really that's how you want it. You want to just see the team kind of gradually go into things to where you're hitting on all cylinders when you get into the MIAA season.
So Northwest Missouri State with the win here tonight, 93-50 over Tabor. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest's award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back out at Bearcat Arena, 93-50, the final score. The Northwest Missouri State women with the win over Tabor tonight. And I think we saw parts of the game, John, where we saw some things better, but there was especially that section of the game there at the start of the second half. I know Coach is going to be upset how there was a little bit of a letdown there. All in all, not a perfect game, but a solid game.
Yeah, and really that's what you were looking for right now, is to start making some incremental improvements. Obviously, there will be some more things to worry about and work on. The rebounding is probably an area where you had a little bit of a size advantage today. You out-rebound Tabor by 8. Might have liked to have seen a little bit better opportunity there, but really not a whole lot of opportunities for offensive boards tonight. Northwest shooting 55% from the field, 53% from three-point range, and they went on a number of runs in this game. I think there toward the end they had a 16-0 run and then a 12-0 run there toward the end of the ball game that really helped them in the second half. They had a few runs in the first half, too, to open some things up. But I think overall a lot of positives coming out of this win here tonight.
93-50, the win for Northwest over Tabor College. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about the success of homecoming.
That's where it was at. I mean, weather-wise, people interactions, pageantry, the whole thing, football game, et cetera. There's so many good things to it. But at the end of the day, it's really about people and relationships. And we got a chance to visit so many Bearcats, and huge to bring in so much activity into the community, into the campus. And we want to congratulate Candace Bay and Lally Zemer, homecoming queen and king. Of course, all that goes into all the people that plan that. You know, it's a student-planned event, the whole parade, the whole pageantry behind that. It's just huge, huge endeavor.
And also I thought it was nice that Missouri Governor Jay Nixon had a chance to see what homecoming's all about at Northwest.
Well, that's a good point. You know, obviously you have a lot of choices of where to go, and, you know, he chose to come visit Northwest. He knows us. He knows us well. And you know, when he visits John, I will say it's not just a drop-by, but he really does, he comes armed with information about what we're doing, where we're headed, but also comes armed with some questions and so, you know, ability to visit a variety of people. So I'm very appreciative of that. John, you know, we talk a lot about service and engagement, and the more engaged students are, the better they do. The data is very, very clear about that. But one way to be engaged is providing service to the community. They had so many events to provide that service, but in the end, the aggregate view of that is such that across homecoming last weekend, 3,500 pounds of food were donated to the ministry center, and over $2,000 was donated to the United Way. So huge in terms of contributions and support.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 93-50 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Tabor tonight. It is time for the Extra Effort Award, and John, looking toward somebody again who came off the bench to provide a spark tonight.
And did a good job. Ashley Nelson coming off the bench, 5 of 7. She is 3 of 5 on three-pointers, pulled down a couple of rebounds, also had 6 assists to go along with 8 steals and 14 points total. Again, it kind of goes back to what Coach Kellogg talked about on the postgame the other night after the win against Quincy, where looking at the bench, he likes the strength that they have on the bench, and he says one night it might be Meredy, another night might be Ashley Nelson. Well, tonight it was Ashley Nelson's job, and she came out, did a great job in helping spark the Bearcats off the bench, and just a number of players off the bench have really helped out so far. And so, and that has to be something that you have to like as you get closer and closer to the start of the MIAA season, where you have some people that can come off the bench and give you that spark.
Before we move on here, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. .93-50, the final. Northwest Missouri State women with a win over Tabor. Again, Ashley Nelson, our Extra Effort Award winner from this matchup tonight. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest Women's Head Basketball Coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
I got a Bearcat Arena after a 93-50 win for the Northwest Missouri State women over Tabor College tonight. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. And, Coach, you had talked about going into the game, one of the things you wanted to see done better was rebounding. You did out-rebound them, but you had the size advantage. Effort-wise, what did you see in rebounding?
Yeah, not good. I'm really disappointed, to be completely honest. And these are hard games. I mean, you know, kind of going in, it's almost a lose-lose situation. It's never good enough. I mean, you expect to really get after them, turn them over all the time, make every shot, pound the ball inside, and don't miss when we get it to you. And you know, realistically, that's probably not going to happen. But yeah, that was the area, that was the emphasis the entire, since Friday, even before that, because we knew we had a little pattern of that being an issue, rebounding the basketball. And yeah, I mean, they just missed a heck of a lot more shots. It's probably why we out-rebounded them. If you look at the offensive numbers, which I always think is the indicator, they had one more offensive rebound than we did, and that's not good enough to me.
When you look at the rest of the game, what were some of the other things that stuck out for you?
Our bad start, so we'll have to probably, now it's probably a lineup time change coming in some form or capacity. We got to figure something out there because we can't dig a hole or at least play them. I mean, we were playing them even. If we were playing somebody else, it might have been a hole like it was the other night. So we got to get that corrected individually. There was some decent, I mean, like Ashley Nelson had it going a little bit, steals and assists and making some shots. There finally made some shots, which was nice to get her going a little bit. And the bigs, I mean, once we finally did get it to them in the right position, they finished. So we shot the ball really well, probably moved it, I don't know how many, 22 assists. I figured we probably had quite a few on those baskets. So, I mean, those kind of things we did, you know, a good job of, but you should against that team. They had a couple players that didn't play, so they're really depleted. Defensively was my issue. I mean, we gave up 50 to Quincy the other night, and we should have held this team to about 35 probably.
And you talk about maybe making a lineup change. The one good thing, I guess, is you're going to have some options because you have seen some bench players perform in the first couple games.
Yeah, no, we have lots of options now. It's just which way to go. I don't know the exact answer yet, but, you know, we probably will have to change something up by Friday, I have a feeling, and give it a different look and a different feel, or just keep the same starters and let them play about a minute and then bring the bench in a little bit faster. But we'll get them. We're just not on the same page, you know, and that's okay. It's a new coaching staff. We're two games into this thing, so not the end of the world by any means, but I want to keep winning and getting better that way.
A couple of games coming up this weekend. You get Friday, Saturday, obviously, with the classics, the way they play out early on in the season. Are those classics a good way for the team to make some moves and make some improvements, having games back-to-back like that?
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, they make you check yourself, I guess, in a lot of areas, conditioning being one, you know, and you're going to get a result Friday whether you like it or not, and then you have to bounce. You don't have much time to either celebrate it or be down on yourself because you got to come back the next night. So in the RMAC, in the league I just came from, we played every game Friday, Saturday. So for us, that's no big deal at all. For these kids who don't do it very often, it will be interesting to see how we do. And then if you ever get into the postseason, you're going to play back-to-back also. So it does give you an idea, if you ever get into the postseason, what that's going to be like.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you Friday night.
Okay, thank you.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, the final 93-50 over Tabor tonight. We're back to wrap it up from Bearcat Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 93-50, the win for the Northwest Missouri State women as they move to 2-0 on the season. And just kind of a warm-up for a busy weekend. Friday and Saturday will be loaded with Bearcat activities.
Boy, it's certainly well for the things get started Friday night with the Northwest men facing Rockers. That's a 5:30 tip-off from St. Joseph as part of the Hillier Classic hosted by Missouri Western. And again, that is Friday night at 5:30. We'll be on the air with our pregame at 5:10. And then right after that, we'll go immediately back to Bearcat Arena here as the Northwest women face Southwest Minnesota State. That game's scheduled to tip off at 7 o'clock, and we'll get you here right about tip-off time for that. Again, that's on Friday. And then things get started on a Saturday with Bearcat football, Northwest and Harding. 12 noon at kickoff in the opening round of the NCAA Division II playoffs. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat game day. And after that, it's down to St. Joseph for more basketball. The Northwest men will face William Jewell. That game tips off at 5:30 our airtime at 5:10. Once again on that matchup from St. Joseph. And then on Saturday evening, a game that you can hear on the internet at northwestbearcast.com. It's William Jewell and the Northwest women. That will be a 6 o'clock tip-off. And 5:40 pregame along the lines there. So a lot of basketball coming right here in the next few days on Friday and Saturday, and throw in a little bit of football as well on Saturday afternoon.
Bearcat fans, rest, relax for a couple of days, and be ready for a very big weekend. Again, our final score here tonight, 93-50, the Northwest Missouri State women with the win over Tabor College to move to 2-0 on the year. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.